Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast, where we turn everyday meals into extraordinary experiences. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're diving into a dish that's a true savior on busy weeknights, the ultimate baked ziti. It's easy, it's cheesy, and it's absolutely delicious. Let's start with what you'll need. Grab some ziti pasta, olive oil, an onion, garlic, ground beef, crushed tomatoes, mozzarella, and Parmesan cheese. You'll also want some dried oregano, salt, and black pepper. These simple ingredients combine to create a comforting classic that's hard to resist. Now, why choose ziti? Its tube shape perfectly captures the meat sauce, ensuring each bite is as flavorful as the last. And when you blend mozzarella and Parmesan, you get that irresistible gooey texture with a slightly sharp bite that elevates the dish. First things first, preheat your oven to 350°. This ensures your ziti cooks evenly. While the oven heats, cook your pasta until it's al dente. Remember, it'll continue cooking in the oven, so you want to keep that bite. In a skillet, heat your olive oil and sauté the diced onion until translucent. Add the minced garlic, stirring until fragrant. This builds a flavor foundation that's robust and aromatic. Next, brown the ground beef. Once it's cooked, stir in the crushed tomatoes and your seasonings, then let this simmer to marry the flavors. Combine the cooked pasta with this meaty tomato sauce and add a good handful of mozzarella. Pour this mixture into a baking dish, layering it with more mozzarella and Parmesan until everything's snug in the dish. Cover with foil and bake for 20 minutes, then uncover and bake for another 10 to 15 minutes until the cheese is bubbly and golden. While our ziti bakes, let's chat about serving. Baked ziti pairs wonderfully with a crisp side salad and some crusty garlic bread. It's a meal that feels special enough for guests, but is straightforward enough for a family dinner. And what about leftovers? They're just as tasty. Cool your ziti completely before storing it in the fridge or freezer. It reheats beautifully in the oven, regaining that crispy cheese topping that we all love. Here's a final tip. Don't rush the baking. That last stretch in the oven is crucial for achieving a golden cheesy crust that makes baked ziti truly special. So, there you have it. A simple yet spectacular baked ziti that promises to make your dinner a hit. It's a versatile dish that adapts to your taste and schedule, perfect for those nights when you need a comforting meal without the fuss. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, good food is just a few simple ingredients away. Join me next time on Simple Recipe Box for more easy, delicious recipes. Until then, happy cooking!